Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're listening to 657 AM, and the name of the show is Just For You. Give you the sounds of King Lucas, my shepherd, and he is a good shepherd. Not just any other shepherd. Amen. He's a good shepherd. We were talking sheep there with Shalom J earlier on and all that. So, And I said earlier on that the word says he sends us out as sheep among wolves. And that's why we need to occupy till he comes. Occupy these fears as sheep in that space among wolves and conquer. Occupy till he comes. On the line now, I'm joined by Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. Ma, are you there?
Hello. Hello to the Radio Pulpit listeners. How is everybody doing today, right there in the marketplace?
We are doing very well. Our marketplace is still. And we know that he is God. We know that we have been sent out as sheep among wolves. We have been sent out to occupy. So we are in the seven spheres of influence. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Sibongile, just a great scripture that you started with there about being sent out as sheep amongst wolves. So it means that we are going to be sent out into the world, but we are not of the world. Mm. We are sent out there to make a difference, but a lot of times we think we are just there to make a living. Yes. And we are there not just to look for success, but we are there to go and be significant in the marketplace. So what are the seven spheres of influence? I'm just encouraging someone who's listening to me today, where you are in the marketplace, that is your place of assignment. Mm-hmm. That is your place where you have to make that difference. That is the place where you have to use your influence, where God has created that space for you to operate. So what does it mean about influence? How does one use your influence? What is your influence? Because a lot of the times people want the pulpit to be able to preach the gospel. So influence is about your ability to impact the actions, the behaviors, and the opinions of others. It is really about you bringing all of who you are to that environment. And that is your sphere of influence. So the spheres of influence that I want to talk about is the seven spheres of influence that were coined by Bill Bright and Lauren Cunningham, where they saw a vision of seven areas. Mm-hmm. If you want to influence a culture, you want to influence a nation, you want to influence a community or society, these are seven key places that you have to consider in order to influence the culture of that environment.
Yeah. And so, and I think in other, they would call it what? The seven mountains. And we are saying, why
is
fierce?
Call it the seven, some call it the seven mountains of influence. Some call it the seven molders of culture. Some call it the seven world kingdoms. And yes, some call it the seven spheres of influence. There's different names. And it's very important, though, that we understand what these seven areas are so that when we show up in those areas as believers, we are effective and we are impactful and we're using our influence there.
Okay. I'm not going to waste any of our time. I'm going to just allow you to flow, my queen, because of our time. We already, most of our time has already been stolen from us.
So, just a starting point, you know, Jesus gave us a great commission and he said, go and make disciples of all nations. So when we are out there to make disciples of all nations, it means we have to understand that discipleship, we've reduced it just to individually evangelizing people. But Jesus has really asked us to go and make disciples of nations. So when we show up in the nations, when we show up in these spheres of influence, it's important for us to understand that is our place of assignment. So if we look at even the Great Commission, when God talked to Abraham at the beginning, he talked to him about, I will make your name great. And he wanted Abraham to go and to influence the nations. And the covenant that God had given to Abraham, the covenant that God had given to Abraham was for him again to influence. He said, I've made you a father of nations. So God has nations in mind. So it's important for us also to understand that mandate that we have been given. So I want to read a scripture for us in Proverbs 29, verse 2. Mm-hmm. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people will groan. Hmm. So what does that say to us when we talk about these seven spheres of influence? It talks to us about when righteous people are in certain places of authority, they are able to make a difference. They are able to influence that environment. They are able to influence it for the better, not for the worse. Because what we see today is when people are in the marketplace, they just want the highest profits. They want to pay people the lowest pay. We are always fighting about the environment in the marketplace. How can we make that better? But the Bible tells us when the righteous rule and when the righteous are in authority, the people will rejoice. So I want to encourage all of us who are in the marketplace that we must aspire and ask God, believe God, pray about it, so that we can be in places of authority in these seven mountains of influence, in these seven spheres of influence. So what are they? For those who don't know about the seven spheres of influence, let me just start by going through them. Family is the first one. Family is this institution set up by God. And we are born into families. We may be in a natural family. We are also in spiritual family. So it's quite important, this institution of family. And I think if we look at the world today, we see how much the family institution is under warfare. Yeah. We see how much it's under attack. We see how much strife and conflict there is between families, between parents and children. So this institution is very important. And the first one is family. Second one is religion, the mountain of religion. And this is important because when the people of God again shows up, it's important that we just don't operate in the church. We must have a voice in the world. Again, going back to the scripture that Sibongile was talking about, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Where is God sending us out? Jesus sent us out into the world. So as the church, we go to the church for equipping. We go to the church to get spiritual food. Mm-hmm. And then we go out there to go and make disciples and to be a witness for Christ, as it says in Acts 1, verse 8. Be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So we want to be disciples in the church. We want to be salt and light in the church. But we have been called to be salt and light in the world. Another sphere of influence is education. Other people that are operating in this sphere of influence in education, you are stewarding the destinies of children. You are there shaping the mind and the ideologies of many people. So every day when we are there in learning and development training, when we are there in educational institutions, we must understand that education is a very important sphere. And we can also see how that is under attack today. Because a lot of people are operating in education, but they don't understand it's a place of purpose. They don't understand that it really shapes what happens to people later in life, and education is so important. So when we start taking God out of the schools, we start taking prayer out of the schools, we will have the kind of school system that we have today, and believers have to understand God has called them even to this sphere of influence in education. Mm-hmm. The next one is media. That is where Sibongile is. That is where Radio Pulpit is. The mountain, the sphere of influence of media. Mm-hmm. You know, media is so powerful because today, when we look at even elections, the vehicle of media is used in ways that can be positive or in ways that can be negative. Media is such a powerful platform for us to get the gospel around the world. I don't even have to leave my house, but I can preach to people all around the world, and that is the power of media. So how can we, as believers who are operating on this mountain of media, how can we use that to advance the kingdom of God right there? And we see the things that we see in media today, and I want to encourage once again those who are operating on this mountain and in the sphere of influence to use your influence positively for the advancement of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Then the next one, number five, is the sphere of influence of celebration. This is around sports, culture, entertainment. How are we going to celebrate God and advance his kingdom right in this area of sports, art, culture, and entertainment, in the area of film, fashion, music? And we know how that mountain affects especially our young people. Very, very much influenced by all the things that we see in the area of fashion, dress code, and these things have even come into the church. So I want to just encourage all of us that we need to look at this and say, Lord, you have placed me here. As a person who who's gifted in sports, how can I use my influence here to be able to encourage people and to bring them up to the place of purpose? You have given me the skill of designing clothes. Lord, how can I use that skill not just to be following the trends and the fashions of the world, but how can I use that for your glory? And that is how we want. I want to encourage people on that mountain to use the influence. The next one is government. I started again. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Mm. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. That is Proverbs 29:2. So we need to pray for our leaders, pray for those who are in authority, pray for those who are in government, and we have to ask the Lord, Lord, raise up godly leaders. Raise up leaders that hearts are towards you, that would lead the people towards you, that would lead the people towards worshiping you, and that understand that we are sent out to disciple the nations. So it means we are also sent out to disciple those who are in government. That is a very, very important one, because when government sets regulations, policies, rules, we are now waiting for the budget, that is going to affect all of us, all 60 million South Africans. So government is so important. So the people that God has created a space and a place in government, don't shy away. Don't be silent when you are put in that place. God wants to use you to be salt and light there. And then the last one is the economy, is the mountain of business. This is a place where we can have wealth creation. This is a place where we go every day, as I said, not to make a living, but to make a difference. And then God is going to bless us with strategies, with innovations, with bringing solutions to our world. You know, the Bible says that the world is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So how do we show up in the area of business? Are we also doing the same practices as everybody else? Jesus said you can't serve God and mammon. So we must understand that we are there, we are here to worship God, and we are here to serve God, and we have to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. And so how do we bring righteousness and transformation and reconciliation even in this area of business and the economy? Thank you. So those are the seven spheres of influence, and if you're operating there, this is your word of encouragement today.
How
are you growing up as a believer?
How do we transform our minds? How do we change our minds about these fears? Because I think as we're going through the mountains with you, my queen, we realize, oh, I belong to that mountain. Oh, no, not the sphere. Not. Forgive me for the mountain word. I'll keep on bringing it up. Yeah, but one would recognize the sphere that God has called them in. And in that sphere, they look at it as a job, a means of making money. I'm just thinking about, I'm sorry about this, but it is a sad reality in South Africa and all around the world that in governmental spaces, we know that people just go there to serve. It's a job for them. And so some of them are not even excited of doing it. You get there, you are ill-treated, you stand in queues forever because people are not, they're just there to collect money. And we experience this in especially governmental. And so some of us are in these spaces, governmental spaces that we have been called into. It might be that God is using that as a springboard. From there, we are climbing to bigger. But we remain complacent because we're thinking it's just a job. As long as I get paid at the end of the month and I can pay my rent and pay my car and have food and spoil my children, that's it. How do we transform our minds? Because I think the world, the whole world, and I'm using the world because I'm talking to an ambassador today who travels the world, who's listened to by everybody wherever, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Britain, in USA. So I'm just thinking, how do we transform as Christians? How do we work on our minds that we change what the world told us? This is their system, not ours. We are representing. We are representing a kingdom that is at hand, a kingdom of God in whatever space that we we have been put into.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for that, Sibongile. You touched on so many important aspects of this message. The spheres of influence talks about our world and the reason why we don't see transformation in these areas, and why we are going to be the ones groaning at the end as well, is because we don't have the knowledge. The Bible says the earth, Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The fullness, everything on the ground, underground, the oil, the diamonds, whatever is there, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. So the world of God, the people who dwell in it, all of them, whether they are from the Christian faith or not, are God's. So when we go into the marketplace, we have to have the posture of Christ. What was the posture of Christ? When Jesus left his disciples before he left, he knelt down and he washed their feet. So Jesus was a servant king. So when we are operating in any place, we must understand I'm here to serve God and humanity. I'm here to integrate my faith with my purpose, with my gifts, my vocation, with the passion that, Lord, you've given this space to me. How can I glorify you here? Now, even if a person sits there who's sitting at the passport center, right? You're at Home Affairs. You are just doing your work there. You don't have to be aspiring first to be doing greater work to go to a higher position. When you are serving God there in that position, when you are understanding I'm here to serve humanity, God himself will exalt you. The Bible tells us that promotion comes from God. So I would like to ignite every believer to the understanding that wherever God has created a space for you to operate, that is where God is going to bless you. That is your place of assignment. So if we don't understand that and we think that is where I come to make a living, not coming to make a difference, if we think I'm there for success and not for significance, that is where we are going to lose it. So I am just saying the first place of transformation is that we have to renew our mind to understand why am I here. Marketplace business is never going to change. The corrupt practices will never change until believers rise up, because the Bible is clear. When the wicked rules, when the wicked are in authority in these spheres of influence, the people will groan. The people will groan under these rules that they put in. So we must understand, we must rise up ourselves. And when we are there, when you bring godly principles, you can then transform people's lives. So the beginning is you, us.
So being faithful, being faithful to the Lord, even in the small parts that wherever we are at, show forth
and
Christ.
There's no small part. God has put you there. There's no small part. How do you? I'm not just because now I'm an ambassador. Yeah. Now I can serve God. No, I was serving God when I was at my church. When I there was something to do, cleaning the place, cleaning the bathroom. I was serving God.
I'm calling them small parts.
We're faithful in, because you are faithful in little, when the church is sweeping, then you become a candidate for the United Nations. But if you can't do it there, how can God take you to the highest places of authority?
I call them small parts because I'm reminded I'm reminded of the scripture that says, if we are faithful with the small, then he will give us the bigger. Yes, ma'am.
And even the other one, let me just add the other one as well. It says, if you are not faithful with another man's goods, who will give you, put you in charge of your own? So if we're not faithful in somebody else's business, like you are a customer service representative in a store, and sometimes I know I walk into those stores and the people I just bought, they are not serving me. They don't even care whether I'm going to buy something or not. But if you are faithful in another man's thing, God will give you your own. By the time you start praying, Lord, bless my business, Lord, bless me for this, God was looking at your attitude, your character, how you were dealing with it there. So how can God put you and trust you with much?
So you have to be one who's trustworthy even with the little that God has given
absolutely.
Unto you.
David, the story of David. David, the Bible says he was not even in the lineup when Prophet Samuel came there to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. He wasn't there. The Bible says his brothers were even saying he's looking just after a few sheep at the backside of the desert. But look at the story of David. Because of his faithfulness, because of his heart towards God, God raised him up as a young man, and he was anointed to be king. And 15 years later, he was king. So even where you are sitting today, you don't know 10 years from now where you will be. I never knew that God has this in mind for me to be an ambassador. So I just was faithful in the little thing that God had put in my hand. Every day, showing up, preaching the gospel, and God has something bigger in mind. So I'm saying it's the heart of service. And my heart of service is to serve the people of God.
All right.
Every place that God has created influence for me.
There's also words where people would say, but some of these fears are very hard to get into, to occupy. How do we even get there? I desire this. Is it upon us to make way and fight our way in it? Or if we remain faithful, then he takes care of lifting us up to that platform?
I think it's twofold. So here at the International Marketplace Summit Ministry, we launched networking groups in those different spheres of influence, because we do understand that there are kingdoms. There are kingdoms in this world, and whoever rules that kingdom, whoever sits at the top of sports, arts, and culture, whoever sits at the top of government, who sits on the top of business mountains, those are the people that will set the agenda and they will shape the culture. So the first thing is, how do we come together as a community of believers and start to call on the name of the Lord? So first of all is to come together, and then secondly it is to pray, because there are strongholds in those in those areas. There are literally people who sit on top, and that is why, if we look at, for example, media or entertainment, why do we see so much pornography? It's because there's somebody who set the agenda at the top of the mountain of arts, culture, and entertainment. There's somebody who is using their influence there to put these kind of films on television all the time. So when believers then come together, we start to pray, and we start to also connect the dots with other believers who are already operating in those spheres, who are coming up against these challenges. God will give us the innovative solutions for us to be able to bring a different culture in those areas.
Let's
so
take
it's about
a break.
Coming together.
Let's take a break. We're coming back. Oh, the seven spheres of influence. Occupy till he comes.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Gave you the sounds of Ntokozo Mbambo. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. And he's a mighty warrior, great in battle. And that is our Lord of Lords. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah, my family, I just have to say a shout out to my mom who's tuned in. Hi, Mama. And she's like, I'm listening. Thank you so much. These are the warriors that we are talking about. When I look at my mom, she occupied the sphere of education, and the dynamite that came out of her hand, the children that she took care of, some of them she fed, some of them she clothed, some of them send them out to get bursaries and send them out to schools and all that. So a great shout out to her and all the others who are like her. They represented Christ in those spaces, even sharing Christ at school. You know, it's not easy, but yeah, she did that. So a shout out to my mom and everybody else who is doing exactly that. Dramini Yanni Belsa is getting ready to come in at 11 o'clock, my family. So he's waving. I'm waving back on perspective. My queen, we're just about to wrap up. What do we say to the family members? And I know that the International Marketplace Summit is doing something. So as we sum up, after we're summing up, tell us about what's happening with the International Marketplace Summit as well.
Yes, thank you so much, Sibongile. And another shout out to Mom. She has done great. And I know many of the children that she would have impacted in the sphere of education, they are all over the place doing great things. And, you know, when I can remember my teacher when I was six years old, the teachers that used to teach me and the impact that they made on my life. So thank you so much. And that just goes to demonstrate how I'm closing, that every single person where God has created us, placed in a space for you, you don't need a title, you don't need a high position, you just need to be faithful exactly where God has created a space and a place for you in the marketplace. That is your sphere of influence. And when you're serving God there and when you are glorifying Him there, God will see to it that you are impacting life and that you are bringing a transformation. The question to ask ourselves every day, as an administrator, as a receptionist, as an HR manager, as an IT person, am I bringing transformation and reconciliation in this sphere of influence where God has placed me? So I'm encouraging you that everybody can do that. Sibongile, you're sitting there. I don't think you have the highest position at Radio Pulpit, but you are impacting thousands, hundreds of thousands of people on these airwaves every single day. That just lifts up our spirits. So yes, that is my word of encouragement. Everybody can do it.
Everybody can do it. Just shine Jesus. You remind me, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So let's shine Jesus. Shine Jesus, shine in every corner. Okay, I'm taking you back now. So what's happening with the International Marketplace Summit?
Yeah, but I can't now go just to close. I want to say that Sibongile came to one of our conferences and about that voice. I'm just going to leave it right there. About that voice. God, may you package this voice and may bring glory to you all over the world.
Amen.
International Marketplace Summit, what are we doing? We have a Wisdom for Winning conference on the 14th and the 15th of March. We are hosting Archbishop Hempel from, he's coming from the UK and Ghana. And he is coming to talk to us about wisdom for winning. Wisdom for winning in life, winning in marriage, winning in business, winning in all areas of life. You know, the Bible says, in all, wisdom is the principal thing. And in all, you can get understanding.
Yes.
How did Solomon become the greatest man, the richest man of his time? He asked God for wisdom, and God added everything else to him. So come to this conference. It is at 272 Oak Avenue, Randburg. It's opposite Newsroom Africa. Again, 272 Oak Avenue, Randburg. The 14th and the 15th of March, Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. sharp.
Everybody who's... It's for everybody
welcome. No registration required. Come in your numbers to the Wisdom for Winning conference.
Wow, Wisdom for Winning. Winning in the marketplace, I assume?
Winning in marriage, winning in business, winning in life, winning in relationships. We need to win everywhere, Sibongile. Wisdom for Winning.
Wisdom for Winning. And for family members who want more information, they'd like to be in contact with the office, they want to see themselves there, how do they do that? How do they reach you?
They go to our social media. So we are going to be on Instagram, marketplacesummit.online. We are on our Facebook page. You can go to International Marketplace Summit and you'll see the poster there to get all our details for the conference. Yes.
And can we still use the 063 number as well to get more info for WhatsApp?
Yes, yes. It's 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. And you'll also see the number on the poster.
All righty then. My queen, thank you so much for putting and packaging everything you are caring about us. You do, and you do take time to pray for us. May the Lord keep keeping you as you're taking care of his business. May he take care of yours. And yes, in 2025, we're still saying we can win. So thank you for the wisdom for winning conference that you have put together for the 14th and the 15th of March. And free of charge, Mpiwa Fail. Thank you so much, my queen, for that. And thank you for so ministerial time. I hope we can have a time where we get into each mountain. We eat the elephant gangan. You know? Eat the elephant.
Thank you. I'm taking up your challenge.
Okay. Thank you, my queen. Yes, love you.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yes, my family, do remember it is called the Wisdom for Winning Conference. And the ambassador says it's free. And you can find out more on their social media platforms for International Marketplace Summit. Alternatively, you can send a WhatsApp and ask about it on 063-361-4417. And also be part of this platform where you can shine Jesus, learn how to impact the nations through the space that God has called you in. The number again, 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. I'm signing out. We'll be back, okay? I will be back on Friday at 12 on Heart to Heart. And I will be also having Puleng March as my guest. Yeah. Puleng March is releasing a new album. And so she will be gracing us with her presence on Friday on Heart to Heart. So do not miss it. Next off is Germany, Yanni Pelsa on Perspective. And will be followed by Lukomkwedi Puti on Heart to Heart. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Keep winning. Keep shining. Love you so much. Leaving you with the sounds of Linda McKenzie featuring the London Festival Orchestra. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.